Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a shower possible late, a low of 64. The Racine man who phoned in a bomb threat last October that closed the Racine County Courthouse for half a day has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasser-Kevich also sentenced 46-year-old Lee Lucas to an additional year of extended supervision. Lucas pleaded no contest to a charge of making a bomb scare, and charges of telephone harassment and disorderly conduct were dismissed. Lucas told investigators he called in the threat in an attempt to stop an eviction hearing for a woman he claimed to be intimate with. Because of the threat, the courthouse was evacuated and remained closed until late in the afternoon. A man a Kenosha County prosecutor said may have committed the largest number of sexual assaults in county history will spend 18 years in prison. 35-year-old Jason Reed was sentenced today by Judge Chad Kirkman after he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault and 1 count of child enticement. Several other charges were dismissed under the plea agreement, which Assistant DA Thomas Binger said saved the victims from the ordeal of testifying in court. The victims ranged in age from in their 40s to 17, and Binger said it's believed many more victims have not come forward. In addition to prison time, Judge Kirkman sentenced Reed to 15 years of extended supervision once he's released from prison. It's coming up on 2 weeks since the return of the Village of Sturtevant's fireworks display, the result of a fundraising raffle, that effort continuing toward next year, but with tickets now costing $50 instead of $100 and the need to sell 600 over the coming months. Those raffle tickets are now available at the Village Hall or from trustees. There's a total of $15,000 in prizes, a $10,000 first prize with a second prize level of $3,000 and then $2,000 for a third winner. The drawing will be held at the December 3rd Dinner with Santa. The possibility of ATVs being included in the planning process for what's known as the Rails to Trails initiative for a bike and walking path along abandoned railroad lines from west of Sturtevant out to Burlington was brought up by three attendees of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's listening session at Caledonia's Eastside Community Center. Tony Carlson said it would be nice to have something closer to home rather than going out to the Bong Center or up north. Delagrave says he's received a lot of public feedback on Rails to Trails, including bicycle enthusiasts who want a paved route, but the ATV request is worth asking about.
Whatever the end result is, the county will take care of.
Okay.
So we will make sure. The other issue is the county's working with an environmental engineer to find out the cost of a stone or gravel trail and what it would be to asphalt it, and what the cost is.
When all is said and done, after probably years of work, Delagrave suggested the Rails to Trails project will end up costing about $1 million. Another meeting on Rails to Trails is scheduled in Union Grove, August 10th. No decisions were made, but the Mount Pleasant Village Board started what may be a lengthy discussion last night about the handling of assessments and special assessments. Village President Jerry Garski started the special meeting by saying he wanted to hear ideas from the board and the public. A handful of people, the majority of them residents along Highway V, criticized the current assessment system but had only vague proposals for change. Trustee John Hewitt said he's heard from many residents who paid their assessments either outright or through the price they paid for their property.
And they said, well, we didn't receive an assessment, but I know doggone well that when I had to pay close to $100,000 or $50,000 for my lot, the cost of the water and the sewer were added into there, so there was an assessment, and it wasn't spread out over a long period of time other than through a mortgage. So that's something we also have to have a consideration for.
Trustee Gary Fee said he's not satisfied with the status quo and strong-arming residents. The board took no action last night, and it's likely the discussion will move to the committee level in coming weeks. Some thought it would never happen, but next Wednesday at 3 p.m. is the groundbreaking for the new Village Hall in Caledonia. The land has been staked for the past several weeks, and now the work will finally get started on the project, which will likely take up to 10 months to complete, according to Administrator Tom Christensen, not the 8 months originally projected. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.